From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. A bill that expands where Arkansans can carry firearms is heading to the desk of Governor Asa Hutchinson. On Wednesday, it got final approval from the state legislature, as KUAR's Chris Hickey reports.
By a vote of 71 to 18, the Arkansas House of Representatives concurred in the final Senate amendment to HB 1249. That amendment took what had been a bill allowing only employees of public state universities to carry concealed handguns on campuses and extended that privilege to people 21 and up who have concealed carry licenses. Those carriers would have to undergo 8 additional hours of training. They would also be allowed to carry concealed firearms into many of the state's public buildings, including the state capitol, and into private bars that choose to allow it. After several changes were made over the last month to HB 1249, debate in the House was relatively brief. Fayetteville Republican Representative Charlie Collins explained the training requirements to be developed by the state police.
Obviously, the benefit we have in Arkansas is that one of the national experts from his work happens to be our governor. The Arkansas State Police report to him, so he'll be able to help oversee all that to the degree he wants to get personally involved in how they do it.
Collins is referring to Governor Asa Hutchinson's role in a task force the National Rifle Association assembled in the wake of the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. That task force called for armed and trained guards at schools around the country in order to prevent other mass shootings. Republican Representative Carolyn Brown of Sherwood defended this idea by saying bad guys target gun-free zones.
One of the problems with having these areas where guns are not allowed, concealed or not, is that those are the places that are victimized by the cowards that pull out their guns and shoot many people.
Little Rock Democratic Representative John Walker and Republican Representative Kim Hendren of Gravette spoke against the legislation. Hendren, a brother-in-law of the governor, argued the bill's provision on concealed carry in churches would fail to preserve the anonymity of those who already carry in houses of worship, while simultaneously inviting more members of the public to bring guns in.
I understand this bill, the way it's been messed up down there now, is if I want to keep that situation in my little church, then I've got to put up a sign there, guns are allowed in here, I think something like that. If I don't put the sign up, then guns aren't allowed.
Hendren said that requirement would invite people who have malevolent intent.
This bill needs fixing.
Representative John Walker remarked that allowing guns into the halls of government could unnecessarily escalate what are normally civil disagreements or lead to injurious accidents.
I would hate to have a gun at my age and my reflexes. And then when Mr. Collins turns around with his gun and points it in my face, I pick it up. And I somehow or another don't aim right, and I hit the speaker.
Walker went on to criticize what he saw as the underlying motives behind expanding concealed carry privileges.
There's just too much fear. And as much fear as we have, then as little reconciliation and progress as a civilized society we can have.
Governor Hutchinson is expected to sign the bill, which would take effect September 1st. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.